Hunter, this is Michael from QCast Connecticut. I just finished listening to your latest show and was cracking up at the Skype mishap concerning me. So, thanks for the inadvertent shout-outs and of course, the very nice advertent ones that followed as well. Advertent, is that a word? I don't know. Anyway, I've resent the request to your Skype, so hopefully we'll avoid premature deletion this time around. So I just wanted to drop you a little voice message here and say that. So I hope you have a good night, and hopefully we'll chat real soon. Talk to you later. Bye.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Wednesday, September 6th, 2006. And yesterday was my first day back to school, and I was dead tired. Let me tell you that, absolutely fucking dead tired. My students aren't too bad, and the parents did not bother me too much. But it was just that it was a very long day. I'm not used to getting up that early. I'm not used to working so long all day. Oh, excuse me. But the day is over. Now we have 179 days of school left. I can't wait for that. I'm not going to count down every single day, but people were asking me at work today, how many days of school left? And I was like, 179 after today. So, and that's what's going on. Oh, and I just totally forgot. You just heard a message from Michael from QCast Connecticut. You might have remembered on yesterday's show that while I was recording, he sent me a request to be on my Skype list, and I think I deleted it, but resent it, so that's a good thing. And hopefully, sometime in the near future, we'll be able to chat with each other and record a show. That would be cool, because I don't really know too much about him, just from what I've been listening on the show, and I have some questions for him. So I definitely look forward to that conversation with Michael. So, Michael, next time you see me on Skype, let's set up a chat. And I'm still, I haven't forgotten that I wanted to chat with Eddie Bang Bang and Dave Gay from the Family Jewels podcast. I haven't talked with them lately, but I need to do that. Anyway, I was talking about the first day back to school, and one thing that I definitely noted was that this was the first time in 20 years, because this is my 20th year teaching, that we had a rainy day. I can't remember the first day of school being rainy, but it was pouring down rain, and it rained all day, so I could not get the students outside for free time. So that's a big pain in the butt, but the day went fine. The kids aren't going to be too bad. I definitely, one thing's changed. They're not as bad as the group I had last year, so I shouldn't be as grumpy or as negative as I was last year, but I think I still have a challenge, but it's not going to be behavior-wise. So anyway, the first day of school went well. I was dead tired, and I'm looking forward to the weekend already, although we still have three more days left. We'll see. Excuse me. Anyway, it's time for the fall season, the fall TV shows to start, and the first one that I've decided to record on the DVR started yesterday, and that is The View. And the reason I recorded The View, I know that's like a lady show, but or a woman show, but the reason I record The View was because the first show that Rosie O'Donnell's on, because now Rosie O'Donnell's on The View. And there's a couple of things that I did note about her appearance on The View, because I watched it last night. And right away, the first thing I noticed was that when the four ladies come out and they sit on their chairs and stuff, it looked as though Rosie's chair was higher than the other three ladies. And of course, the other three ladies are Barbara Walters, Joy Behar, and that cunt Republican. God, I can't even think of her name because I can't stand her. But it just looked to me like Rosie was sitting a little bit higher than the other three. And they put her on the end where Meredith Vieira used to sit. And I don't think that was a good place for her, because it really showed how fat she still is. Poor thing. But she looked good. She acted well. She didn't say anything that was too bad. It seemed like Barbara was pleased with the way she was continuing on with the show. One thing I did notice was that in the audience was her partner Kelly and Kelly's mother-in-law, Kelly's mother, who would be Rosie's mother-in-law, But the one person I really noted was when they show the when they show the producer guy, Bill Geddes, right next to him was the redheaded comedy writer that Rosie had on her show years ago. And I thought it was interesting that Rosie brought her comedy writer, I think that's her comedy writer, or maybe it's her producer or something, with her. I think that's nice that she's giving her a job, and that The View let her bring her with her. So the other thing that I noted about the show was, you know, the first 15 to 20 minutes of the show, the ladies talk about hot topics, about what's going on. Of course, they talked about the crocodile guy who died, and among other things. But it seemed to me like Rosie was in control of that whole segment. Like, she was determining what they were going to talk about, that she was talking, it seemed to me like she was talking more than the other ladies. I don't know, maybe that was just my impression, but did anybody else see The View and notice those things? Anyway, they had on Jessica Simpson, and Rosie asked Jessica Simpson if she was dating John Mayer, I believe, and she said, no, we're just friends. And Jessica Simpson sang, and she wasn't that great, but she was having issues with her throat and her voice and stuff, so it didn't sound that great. And then I pretty much stopped after that, because I really only liked the first 10 to 15 minutes of the show when they talk about the hot topics and they gossip about things. That's really the only part that I like. So after those first couple segments, I quit listening or quit watching the show. But I set the DVR to record The View every day just so I can watch those first 20 minutes of the show and see what they talk about, because I really want to see. Split second in my head. Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I think that's what her name is. Hasselbeck? Is that her name? Anyway, they said at one point that they hope Rosie doesn't get into it with Elizabeth. And that's exactly what the kind of thing that I'm looking forward to is when she does get into it with Elizabeth Hasselbeck, because Elizabeth is that, really conservative, Christian conservative, Bush-loving cunt. And, you know, Rosie, of course, is the very liberal, democratic lesbian. So I am really hoping to see some fireworks between the two of them. I'm sure we will at some point, but who knows when. So that's why I'm recording it every day, just to see what comes of that and, how they play it out. Anyway, we'll see. So anyway, that's like the first show that's coming on that I started recording with the DVR. But there are certainly others that are coming down the road. I'm looking forward to Desperate Housewives returning, Grey's Anatomy returning, and I'm going to try to watch this new show called Jericho, because Chef Mark and I were talking about that. That looks like a pretty cool show to watch, so I hope to be checking that out, too. And of course, I think there's a whole list of other shows, too, that I plan to watch, but I just can't think of what they are right now. As I see them come on the schedule, I will load them up on the DVR. Speaking of television, has anybody watched on TLC? They played this a couple times recently. This group of, well, I guess they call it like Raising 16 Kids or the Duggars. Their last names are the Duggars. And they have 16 children. And the one that I just happened to catch last night when I was flipping through the channels was the Duggars or 16 Raising 16 Children Moving In. And they build this 7,000 square foot house, and how they go about building it, and they have a designer come in and then furnishing it and all this stuff, and they show the Duggars moving in. But the part that I think that they downplay, which I'm sure the Duggars would prefer they highlight, is that they're very religious. It looks like they're part of like a religious cult, because they all the girls wear those dresses down to their ankles, and they have really long hair. It looks like they never cut their hair, and the mother's hair is like stuck in the 80s. I don't know, it's weird, because they like briefly mention their religion and stuff, and I don't even know what religion it is. But of course, to have 16 children and the mother doesn't work and she homeschools all 16 kids, it's just weird. It is absolutely weird. It's certainly not I would not say it's the norm in America, so that's why they stand out, and plus having 16 kids. So, I don't know, I just was just saying that. Has anybody else seen that on TLC? It's the Raising 16 Children or the Duggars or something like that. So there's like 18 kids in their house. And it's weird because when they were doing the designing part of the house, the mother was talking and she was saying, well, we decided to only have three bedrooms, one for her husband and her, and then one for all the boys and one for all the girls. Could you imagine, like, I think they have like 9 boys and 7 girls or something like that. Can you imagine sharing a one bedroom with 9 boys? I mean, think about when they get to the age where they're discovering their genitalia and their masturbatory practices. When and where would they do it? I mean, granted, they're going to have like 9 bathrooms, but it's just, I can't imagine sharing a bedroom with 9 boys. However, when I grew up, I did share a bedroom with 4 boys. All my brothers and I shared a bedroom, but we were much younger then. So, well, and these kids are much younger. So anyway, I don't know why I'm going on and on about this. Has anybody seen that show on TLC about the 16 children and the Duggars are their name? Anyway, I just think it's weird. And they're religious fanatics, obviously. Excuse me. Anyway, moving on with more television stuff. I am currently recording this before Big Brother has come on, so I have no Big Brother spoilers. However, Big Fatty from Little Fatty Cast, Sarah from How Much Do We Love, and Chef Mark and I, all 4 of us, have been exchanging emails back and forth about our speculations about what's going to happen on tonight's show. And Big Fatty informed us that he knew who had won the power of veto and the head of household and all that kind of stuff because he was watching it on the live feed. And supposedly tonight's show is going to be live, so that must mean that they're going to evict somebody else tonight. So I don't really know what's going to happen, but I will say that I do know who already... I already know who won the power of veto because I saw it on a blog that I was checking out the other night when I was at the boyfriend's house. So, excuse me. So I already know that, and I hope it that when I watch that, that's actually the case. I mean, we'll see. I don't really know. But so it seems like tonight on Tuesday's show... that there's big happenings in the Big Brother house and surprises and all that kind of stuff. So we will see what happens with that. And sticking to the theme of TV, you know, I have these really close friends at work that we hang out and chat about stuff. And one of them told me that I really should be watching The Office on NBC. I know that other people have watched the show The Office, and I know it's been around for like 2 years maybe. Not really sure how long it's been on, but this woman at work told me that I've got to watch it because so much of the crap that goes on this show is exactly the kind of crap that we deal with at school. So I said, well, I've never seen it. I mean, I have seen it like flipping through the channels, but I've never watched an entire episode or anything. So she said, well, I have the first season on DVD, so I will bring it to work and give it to you and you can borrow it. So today, she brought it to school and I got it. It's The Office Season 1, and I have no idea what it's about, but there's a quote on the DVD that says, if this were my career, I'd throw myself in front of a train. And sometimes I feel like that at work, but... So anyway, I look forward to seeing The Office and finding out what it's all about. So that should be fun. What was the other thing about TV? There was one more thing about TV, and now I totally forgot what it was. Anyway, the other thing I was going to mention was I talked yesterday about the books that I'm reading, and then I started a new book called America's Boy. Well, I started reading it last night, and I've read the first couple of chapters, which are pretty short. And just as I suspected, it is turning out to be a hilarious book with lots of anecdotes and things you can certainly relate to as gay men growing up in America in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Anyway, the first couple chapters are absolutely hilarious, and I cannot wait to keep reading it. Of course, I'm going to read you know, I always read a little bit before I go to bed, and I read last night a couple chapters and almost stayed up a little too late reading it. But it's, as I said, it's turning out to be a great book, and I can't wait to finish it and keep reading it. So I would highly recommend America's Boy by Wade Rouse. I know you would enjoy it. So, oh, God. Now, again, I can't remember what I was going to talk about. Oh, I remember now. I was going to talk about the surprise Apple announcements that are coming next week. I don't know if, well, for those of you who are PC people, you can just skip through this part. But I saw and I've been hearing that Apple is going to be having an announcement next week on September 12th. They're going to be announcing some new things available. And I believe it coincides with Apple Paris Expo or something. I don't remember exactly what's going on, but they're going to be streaming it live or something like that. But anyway, the speculations are, of course, flying around the internet on the rumor sites and the Mac sites and stuff. But the things that I have heard that might be introduced next Tuesday would be, well, the first thing was that rumors going around is that new iPods. Well, they know that well, at least people are saying that the one that they had been speculating for years, the full display video iPod, like that'll be, you know, huge with a touch screen display or whatever. They don't think that's going to be released at this event. But what they do think that they're going to release are new iPod Nanos with higher capacities and possibly in colors, and possibly a higher capacity iPod videos. So that means if they introduce new iPods next week, then that means the bigger full display iPod won't be released for several more months then. But if that's the case, if they excuse me, if they introduce new iPods, I don't think I'll be buying one, because I'm still using my iPod Nano, the 4 gig one, and it seems to be doing just fine, although it is scratched to hell on the screen. But I wouldn't buy a new iPod. However, they are also predicting, or at least some people are saying, that the new Apple phone is almost ready to be released, and there's a possibility it might be released on that day as well. And the interesting thing is the way they described it is that it would be almost a nano-type phone, not that small, but a nano look-alike type phone that, of course, you'd be able to download and play iTunes music on it and so forth. And although the question I don't know is, would Apple do their own cell phone service? That's a question I have about that. So that'll be interesting to see if that comes up. I wouldn't think that they would actually get into the whole phone, you know, offering phone plans and stuff. I would guess that they would team up with another phone, whatever, you know, a carrier, whatever. I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes. But I guess for me, the most highly anticipated introduction or release or whatever is the updated iMac. And what I have heard is that they're going to be changing the chip and be changing the stats on it. And the biggest thing is that they're going to be having a new high-end iMac that would be 23-inch screen. And if this comes to be true, I will be ordering one that day. And I'm hoping that they haven't done this yet, but I'm really hoping that they will raise the capacity of the hard drive to 750 gigabytes, or almost, you know, what is that, 3/4 of a terabyte. I think that would be absolutely cool if they did that. But I think it's time that I get a new iMac, because as of this month, my iMac is now 2 years old, and I'm starting to see it slow down during certain, you know, functions and stuff. Although it still functions beautifully. I love my iMac. It's been, you know, great since day one. So I am really hoping that they introduce a new one, because I will go ahead and buy one anyway. And of course, I would get the 23-inch model with whatever the, you know, top-of-the-line stats, the best graphics card. I will max out the RAM, you know, get the best hard drive. I will get the top-of-the-line. I'm just going to go ahead and spend the money and get the top-of-the-line. Of course, I can't afford it, but, you know, who cares? So I'm hoping that the introductions next week will be exciting and, oh, you know what they're calling it? Oh, that's the other thing. They're calling it Showtime, Apple Showtime or something like that. So that actually goes to another rumor that Apple is going to be selling full-length movies on iTunes for $9.95 that you'll be able to download and watch on your computer. So a new 23-inch screen on an iMac watching a movie would make more sense. You can actually use your iMac to view movies. I haven't done that before, but I think that would be cool. I don't know that I would download movies from iTunes for $9.99, depending on the movies, of course. But supposedly they have already made an agreement with one major studio and hoping that they'll have more on board in the future. But so I'm sure it has something to do with movies if they're calling it Showtime, or maybe they're going to have exclusive Showtime content. I don't know. We'll have to see. But so look forward to those announcements next week on Tuesday, September 12th. And, of course, I will do my best to watch them live, but I don't think I'll be able to do that since I'll be at work. But next week's show, you might be hearing me talk about ordering a brand new iMac, which I really hope to do. Anyway, all right, boys and girls, I think I'm going to wrap this up. I do want to remind you that, although I still have not asked the boyfriend, that there will be possibly a Skype cast on Friday night at 9:30, let's say 10 o'clock, let's say 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, September 8th, and we will record a show or two for the next week. So plan now to join in on that Skype cast. Okay, boys and girls, that's all for today. Thank you, Michael, for the message from QCast Connecticut, and I look forward to chatting with you sometime. And thanks for all the comments and messages and emails and so forth. And that's all for today. So until next time, boys and girls, bye. I should